Judges chapter 8. This is the end of the story of Gideon. Well, Gideon's won this great victory that God gave him, but then afterwards the men of Ephraim said to Gideon, "Why didn't you invite us when you went to fight the Midianites? Why did you do this to us?" And they were bitter about it. Gideon could have said, "Because God didn't need you, and because, well, I sent back most of the men who came, so I only had 300 men, I didn't need very many people." He could have given them a number of answers. He could have said, "Well, you weren't exactly enthusiastic, were you?" He could have said a number of things like that. But instead, he shows the truth of the proverb that says that a soft answer turns away wrath. Gideon said to them, "What was I able to do compared with what you have done? The little that you men of Ephraim did is worth far more than what I and my whole little group of people from my village have done. It was through God's power that you killed the two Midianite chiefs, Oreb and Zeeb, and what have I done compared to that?" Now when he said that, they were no longer angry. By this time, Gideon and the 300 men with him had come to the River Jordan and had crossed over it. They were pursuing the enemy, but they were weak from exhaustion. When they came to Succoth, Gideon said to the men of Succoth, "Please can you give my men some bread? They're exhausted, and I'm chasing after Zebul and Zalmunna, the kings of Midian." But the leaders of Succoth said, "Why should we give you any food? You have not taken Zebul and Zalmunna yet." In other words, if we are seen to have supported you and you don't win, they might come back and attack us. Gideon said, "Very well. When Yahweh has given me Zebul and Zalmunna, I will beat you with the thorns from the desert." Gideon went to Penuel, and he again asked the people there, but the men of Penuel gave the same answer as the men of Succoth. So he said to them, "I am going to return safe, and when I do, I will pull down your tower." Well, Zebul and Zalmunna were at Karkor with their army. There were only about 15,000 left. 120,000 soldiers had been killed. Gideon went along the road by the edge of the desert, and he attacked this huge army by surprise. I mean, it was still huge. They were 15,000 compared to his 300. And the two kings of Midian, Zebul and Zalmunna, fled away, but he chased after them and captured them. And the whole army of the Midianites panicked. So you can see then how, although he was at the very limit of human strength and existence and endurance, absolutely exhausted, God still gave him the victory. And that is exactly how God uses us. He uses the weak. He only used 300 men against these huge numbers. And he also gave them special strength. So when Gideon was returning from this battle, he got a young man from Succoth and asked him for the names of the leaders of the town of Succoth. And this young man gave him the list of 77 of them. Gideon went to the men of Succoth and said, "Do you remember when you refused to help me? You would not give any food or bread to my exhausted soldiers because I hadn't then captured Zebul and Zalmunna? Well, here they are." So he took thorns and briars from the wilderness and punished the leaders of Succoth. He came to Penuel, killed the men of the city and tore down the tower there. Gideon asked Zebul and Zalmunna, "Can you tell me what the men were like who you killed at Tabor?" They replied, "They resembled you. They each of them looked like the son of a king." Gideon said, "They were my brothers, the sons of my very own mother. I tell you that if you had not killed them, I wouldn't kill you." He said to Jetha, his oldest son, "You kill them." But the boy didn't draw his sword because he was only young. Zebul and Zalmunna then said to Gideon, "Well, you kill us yourself then. As the man is, so is his job." So Gideon killed them and took the ornaments that were on the necks of their camels. The Israelites then said to Gideon, "You be our ruler, you and your children after you, because you saved us from the Midianites." Gideon replied, "I won't be your ruler, nor will my son be your ruler, but Yahweh will be your king." Well, that's all very good. That was the right answer. Remember how later, when Israel do want a human king, Samuel says, "Well, you've rejected Yahweh from being your king." He was their real king. They just wanted to be like the nations. But then straight afterwards, Gideon says, But can I ask you a favor? Can each of you give me the earrings that you took because the Midianites wore gold earrings? The people replied that they would be very glad and happy to give them to Gideon. So they spread out a large cloth, and everybody put on it the earrings that they'd taken from the Midianites. Those gold earrings that were given to Gideon came to around 20 kilograms. And that didn't include the necklaces, the ornaments, and other things that the kings of Midian were wearing, or the expensive collars that were around the camels' necks. Out of this gold, Gideon made an idol and put it in his house in Ophrah. And all the Israelites went up there to worship this idol, and it became a trap for Gideon and his family. So Midian was defeated by the Israelites, and the land was at peace for 40 years until the death of Gideon. Well, in the New Testament, you read that Gideon will be in the kingdom because he's listed in Hebrews chapter 11. But at the end of his life, he still had this idol, which was a trap to him. So you see that the people who are going to be in the kingdom are not perfect people. They're people who've failed. Gideon returned to his own home and he lived there. He had 70 sons because he had many wives. That's another hint that maybe in his old age he was not very spiritual. And he had another woman in Shechem who also bare him a son who he called Abimelech. Gideon died in a very old age and was buried in the tomb of his father Joash in Ophrah. After Gideon had died, the people of Israel were again not faithful to God and worshipped the Baals. They no longer served Yahweh their God, who had saved them from all their enemies around, nor did they show continuing respect to Gideon's family for all the good that Gideon had done for Israel. So man's ingratitude is unfortunately a very strong tendency in all of us. That's why it's good to pray to God regularly for our food. I take that very seriously, so that we are grateful people. Because it's being spoilt which leads to being ungrateful. And gratitude is part of a good ongoing relationship with God.